I feel very much that if Rachel had been killed in virtually any other country, there would have been a huge outcry about a United States citizen who was unarmed being killed.
Dr. Beth Corey believes the politics of foreign policy have prevented a proper investigation into the death of her cousin, 23-year-old peace activist Rachel Corey, who was crushed by an Israeli army bulldozer while protecting the home of a Palestinian doctor in Gaza in 2003.
And I think if anyone thinks about it for 2 seconds, about what if it were your daughter, it would be clear. And we've had politicians say this sort of off the record, you know, if it were my daughter, I would be so angry, I would want to sue, I would do this. But they'll always say, but we can't do it because it's political suicide. If we sign on to this bill, it's political suicide. And I don't know what would empower them to stand up to the lobbies that are working against them, but until we have politicians that are willing to stand up against this lobby, the Israel lobby, as well as other lobbies, I mean, we don't have democracy.
And Dr. Corey knows a little bit about empowerment. She's currently the interim director of the Youth Theological Initiative,
which is a summer program for rising high school seniors who are interested in how their faith connects with the world. That is, how do your faith commitments and your ethical commitments serve as a resource for you to become engaged in the world? And I also teach at Candler School of Theology on youth ministry and youth education. And so I have a big focus on how do you empower young people to become global citizens? How do you empower people to be engaged in nonviolent strategies for social change?
Dr. Corey will speak on Tuesday, October 2nd, during Eckerd College's Justice and Activism Week.
What inspires me about working with young people is they do have more openness. They want to believe in something, and they want to have hope. And I've found that if you actually give them information and give them tools, they will run with it.
Since her cousin's death, Beth Corey has seen Rachel's parents continue to carry on their daughter's cause in the Middle East.
Even before she was killed, she was making an impact on them because she was sending them emails of articles that she was reading and things that she was discovering, and they were reading them and they were thinking about them, and it was opening their mind. And I see that happening, you know, with my parents as well. I've educated my parents a lot with the activism that I have done. And as someone who's getting older and older, when I see young people involved, it does inspire me. So I do hope that it will inspire and change the minds of the parents and the grandparents.
Dr. Beth Corey will present the lecture, Washing Dishes and Other Revolutionary Tactics, What It Takes to Change the World, on Tuesday, October 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at Eckerd College in St. Petersburg. For more information on the event, log on to eckerd.edu or wmnf.org/news. Stay tuned for more on Rachel Corey and her parents' continuing struggle to find accountability and justice in her death tomorrow night on the WMNF News. For WMNF News, I'm Dawn Morgan.